Four American soldiers were killed in southern Afghanistan over the weekend at a forward operating base in Zabul province. They were killed by an Afghan police officer at the base near the Pakistani border. So far this year, there have been 37 such attacks, killing 51 international troops.
WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green has been to that remote part of Afghanistan. He joins us to talk about the situation. J.J., many of these attacks have happened at these so-called FOBs, or forward operating bases. First, explain what these bases are.
They're distant outposts where a small number of U.S. or international troops or a combination of these live in an Afghan community, and usually they have some Afghan troops or translators living there with them, and it has what's called a civ-mil operational structure. You have a military officer from the U.S. that runs the military part, and you have an officer from the State Department that runs the State Department's outreach part. And literally, they're surrounded by Afghans. The idea is to build trust there and to break the bonds of fear that the Taliban often establishes in these places. And it's literally a small fort with walls and guards to keep watch and to prevent intruders from attacking and breaching that compound.
Is the system working, this FOB?
Well, it depends on who you ask. And it depends on the situation that you're looking at. Of course, if you look back over the years, the number of these green on blue attacks has been small. But as of late, the number's been going up. And if you ask the folks who were at these places years ago, yes, today, maybe not.
Now, you were at FOB Smart in the same area where right. yesterday's attack took place. And so I'm sure you have a sense of why these bases can be so dangerous.
Yeah, the very nature of the base makes it dangerous because when you walk out of the back door, and these places do have doors, literally, or just a landing space, you can walk right out into a community. There was one particular guard post that I was at, and you could look right out the window, right down onto the street, and you could see people on bicycles and cars passing by. And on a number of occasions, they told me at this particular FOB, as they call it, that there had been attacks in the middle of the night where folks had to get up out of their beds and their underwear and grab a gun. And that is how quickly this can happen in these places. That's what makes them so dangerous.
JJ, thank you so much.
Welcome.
That is WTOP National Security Correspondent, JJ Green.